Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. And rather than hearing me read it, which is a good or bad thing, I'm not sure, I have taken the liberty to use David Suchet to read it for us. He has done the whole Bible. It's there in CD form. It's there on YouTube.
Now, that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true. The Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread.
The phrase that comes out for me with the two on the Emmaus Road is, "Did not our hearts burn within us?" Or as the NIV puts us, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us along the way, along the road? And I'd like to, yes, I've got that thought in mind, but also like to think of, well, when did it happen? What had been going on? What was in the minds of these two walking this distance? But looking at the thought of, did not our hearts burn within us? What were not our hearts burning within us? Does it mean there was a fire inside the heart? No. But it means that what he was saying took root. It was like a fire that took hold of them. And It's something, it's not easy to explain. I can recall being in a missionary meeting. It was a Joseph Ton had come over from Romania. And the preaching lasted more than an hour. And though I wasn't asleep after it, everything that he said made the Bible come alive. It made, you know, you were captivated by it. And here, Jesus, not being recognized by them, what was it? They didn't recognize him, but they were kept from recognizing him. We don't know the whys and wherefores, just the fact that that was the case. But what does he do? Jesus, we've got these two walking this, given to understand it's 7 miles. It was Easter Sunday. It was midday time from what my Bible references seem to indicate. And they were walking this distance. And various things had been going on at the time prior to Jesus' death. But in our reading we hear, we had hoped that he was the Messiah, he was the Christ, the one to redeem Israel. People had preconceived ideas as to who Jesus was, and these two had. And we see unfolded before us the fact that the women had been to the tomb, they'd found it empty. There were disciples who'd been to the tomb and found it empty. And there was a mystery. And yet it's the third day. We thought he was meant to rise. We thought he was going to be the cure-all. Well, Jesus is the cure-all, but in God's way, not our way. And if we go back to Palm Sunday, what was happening? People were praising him, lauding him. They were spreading palm branches on the ground, whatever, expecting him to be king, to take away the tyranny of the Roman Empire that they were under at the time. Here's someone who's going to lead us, who's going to save us from that situation. And these two were two who had, in some respect or another, to some degree or another, they'd come to the place of, well, we thought he was the Messiah, but what's happened? And then during this walk, there they are, they're hearing Jesus. And from verse 31, then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. Jesus' work for them of helping them to see who he was and how the scriptures were fulfilled with him and in him had happened. They'd done this 7 mile journey. They'd got to their destination. They'd encouraged him to stay with them because he'd indicated he was going to go further. But it was in the breaking of the bread that they recognized him. Their eyes were opened that they could see him and recognize him for who he was. My understanding was that they were stopping the night there. They were breaking their journey. But what do we find? Verse 33, then they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem, where they found the 11 and those with them assembled together, and saying, it is true, the Lord has risen and appeared to Simon. Then the two themselves told what had happened on the way and how Jesus had was recognized by them when he broke bread. And then the verses we haven't heard read, we haven't gone into, is Jesus appearing to the disciples there. During this time, Jesus would appear in different places to the disciples, to the believers, meeting them in their need, in their situation. The comment in the reading we have here is that he comes alongside them. Yes, his identity was kept from them. He asks, "What's going on? What are you talking about?" And he allows them to explain the situation as they see it, as they understand it. And it's after that that he explains things to them. And he makes the way clear. And then they turn back. What the thought, yes, burning hearts because of understanding, but they didn't stay there in Emmaus. Straightway they went back to tell others. There was a compulsion, there was a necessity from within. And for you and I, to have that necessity from within, that Jesus has done what he has for us. Dropping back to verse 25, he says, "How foolish you are." And as I say, he goes on to explain that was from the prophets. In verse 28, Jesus makes to go on. And they ask him to stay. He doesn't just go in. He makes it for them to invite him in. And he's not going to barge his way in to our lives. He waits for us to invite him. It's the breaking of bread that brings their eyes to being opened. But when they are open, he's no longer there. He's done the explaining. There are others to explain things to. And he goes on to do that with others. But yes, there, when we meet Jesus, is that our encounter? Are we recognizing him, or are we kept from recognizing him? When we do recognize him, do we recognize him as someone who's going to be the Messiah? Someone who's going to take things, sort all our problems out? Or is it that he's going to be the saviour of the world, the saviour of our hearts and our lives? For these two on the Emmaus Road, that encounter with Jesus was such that it changed their lives. It changed what they were intending to do. They had intended to stay. They'd gone there for whatever reason. We don't hear that. But instead, they go back to join the others, to share their confirmation of what has happened. They'd had two confirmations before their journey. They'd said, well, the women had been, and they found the tomb empty. He wasn't there. And then we had two of the disciples. They'd gone and they found it was true. He wasn't there. Well, what's going on? There are times in our lives that there are bewilderment. There's that we don't understand what's going on. And it's for us to trust in Jesus that is done, that he's started, he will complete. Not in our time, not in our way, but in his way. I had some travelling, toing and froing on Friday, and I thought, well, I'd go this place first. And as I'm going, I didn't in the end. I thought, well, I'll go the furthest place and then work my way back. Well, going to the furthest place, I ended up going through a traffic jam. I was in Rochford. I wasn't in Southend. I wasn't on the M25. And I thought, I don't really want to stop outside Whittingham, thank you very much. Why am I? Why isn't the traffic moving? Well, when it did, and I got to where it, to the Daly's Road, I discovered there was four-way traffic lights. My journey was delayed. I got to the people I needed to get to. I spoke to them. I then had occasion to go elsewhere. And I thought, no, I'll leave that for another time. And as I'm travelling down the road, instead of turning left, I go straight on. I think, well, yes, I will. It wasn't quite what I had in mind, but it was what the Lord, I believe, had in mind for the day, to meet the need of the hour. There are many times that I am probably not where I should be. Is it the same for you? Are we where we should be? Are we hearing Jesus? Are we hearing what he's saying? The hymns. It's only a case I sat down and was sitting at home and going, Jesus is Lord. Jesus, the very thought of thee with sweetness fills my breast. Jesus, the very thought of thee with sweetness fills my breast, but sweeter far thy face to see and in thy presence rest. You know, our hymn books are full of little jewels. And they can speak to us. They can bring alive that encounter that we have with it. And for the two on the Emmaus Road, that was precisely what happened. Jesus opened the scriptures, he explained what was going on, and it transformed their view of what he had, was there for. Yes, he was the Messiah, but their idea of what the Messiah was there to do was different to what God's plan was. And are we putting our thoughts on God's plans, or are we open to hear what God has to say? Let us be able to be open to hear God's way. Close this part of the service in the benediction prayer. Father, we thank you that you had your plan of salvation, and we thank you that you sent your Son to be our Saviour and Lord. And we just ask your blessing upon each and every one of us, that we might go in peace and go in love, that we might go out different as the two on the Emmaus Road, as they met with you and you revealed yourself to them and your plans and purposes. And Lord, we just ask that you would do the same for us, that we would go out different, because we have met with you. Help us to know you living in our lives. Help us to know you directing our footsteps day by day. Help us to see your hand at work in our lives, and for us to trust you and to walk in your way. in this coming week and in the days that lie ahead, that we may be ambassadors for you in this community and wherever we are, that we may give honour and glory to you in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.